This is Pastor Emery. It is quite clear the Bible prophesies a total anti-Christian world dictatorship at the end of this age. However, most radio and TV evangelists insist no Christians will be killed by that dictatorship. They instead will be raptured off the earth into heaven. We are studying Mystery Babylon the Great in Revelation 17 and 18. Let me read a few verses to prove that end-time world dictatorship does kill Christians. In verse 1, the angel calls her the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. In verse 5, we read, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This woman is a symbol of a total world dictatorship, for in verse 18, the angel says to John, the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. That scarlet woman obviously symbolizes a total world power. Now read with me John's words in verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Isn't it strange? 9 out of 10 radio and TV evangelists insist no Christians will be killed by the end-time Antichrist world power, and yet the Bible says that end-time Antichrist world power kills so many Christians that she is drunken with their blood. We have been studying Mystery Babylon the Great of Revelation 17 and 18 for some weeks now, comparing this with related passages in both the Old and the New Testament. I've had hundreds of letters requesting literature on this, and among them are some in which the writer would come right out and ask me if America was Babylon. They apparently had heard only a small part of the study, perhaps only a part of one broadcast, otherwise they would not have asked the question, but this is an indication of the growing propaganda emanating from supposedly Christian sources, which calls the United States of America the Babylon of Revelation. No, my fellow Americans, your beloved country is not Babylon. It is, in actual fact, that which we have called it God's country. America is the great nation which was to rise in the end of the age as Christ's nation, the great nation promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for their posterity so long ago. Mystery Babylon, as we have seen in the scriptures we have studied so far, was to be the murderer of untold numbers of followers of Christ. She was to become a great ruling power, controlling all of the kings of the earth, as the angel said in Revelation 17:18, and she was to be in control of God's people, right up to the time she would be utterly destroyed. I am going to offer our April packet of free literature, then we'll turn back to Daniel 7, where we were reading last time of the four beasts, and show you how that fits exactly into these verses of Revelation 18, where God gives further instruction to His people as to what they are to do about Mystery Babylon. You people, as followers of Jesus Christ, have work to do. You are not to be standing idly by, looking up into heaven, but are to be about our Father's business. Turn with me to Daniel 7. Daniel saw four beasts representing four empires, the fourth of which was the most terrible, and of which he asked the angel for further explanation after the angel had described the meaning of his dream in verses 17 and 18. Let's read Daniel's question about the fourth beast again. Daniel 7, verse 19 through 22. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And the 10 horns that were in his head and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. I read that last week, and my purpose in reading it again is to emphasize the obvious truth here that the little horn on the fourth beast wars against the saints and prevails against them until the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. No rapture, no removal from the battle, no victory against the little horn on the beast until the time came for the kingdom. Now let us read the angel's answer, which verifies what I have just said. No removal of the saints from the earth, and we'll compare it to Daniel 2 and Revelation, the chapters on mystery Babylon. Daniel 7, starting in verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. So the fourth beast is the last of the beast systems, and it shall devour the whole earth. Mystery Babylon, described by the angel in Revelation 17, verse 18, was that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So the fourth beast of Daniel 7 reigns over the whole earth, and so does Mystery Babylon. Now, I have identified the fourth beast as the Roman Empire, but Imperial Rome never did rule over all of the earth. So let's read on in this explanation. Verse 24. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. In Revelation 17, we read in verse 12, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So the ten horns, or ten kings, are part of the beast system. Now in Revelation, there is no specific mention of the three kings, which are overcome by the one horn or the one king. Instead, the three are presented in a negative way, in that instead of three being spoken of, the remaining seven are mentioned in verse 10, where it says, there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. These ten kings, or kingdoms, are presented both as being existing at one time, and also as being successive. This is confusing, unless one sees that the same thing is true of the four beasts. They are successive, yet they all exist at the same time also. I explained that, I believe, 2 weeks ago, and perhaps should repeat it, by pointing out how this is made clear in Daniel 2 with the image with the head of gold, which Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar was Babylon, the breast and arms of silver, or a second kingdom, with belly and thighs of brass, or a third kingdom, and with legs of iron, a fourth kingdom, and feet of part iron and part clay, and the whole image stood intact until the stone cut out without hands struck it on the feet. And then verse 35 says, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away. Not just the feet, but the pieces of the whole image were carried away by the wind, and no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. In other words, all of the kingdoms which made up the whole image continued to exist right up until the feet were struck by the stone, and that striking then destroyed all of them. The same thing is true in Revelation 17 and 18. Although there are 10 kingdoms, and at one time 7, and even then one was gone and one was yet to come, they are all considered as making up the whole world-ruling system called Mystery Babylon. In Daniel 2, the only part of the image given a name was the head of gold. Daniel said that was Babylon, the same name used in Revelation 17 and 18. In Daniel 7, none of the beasts are given names, but in Daniel 8, we also have another vision, this time of three beasts. The first one, the ram with the two horns, is named in verse 20 as Media and Persia, or the Medo-Persian Empire. The second one is named Grecia, or Greece. And in verse 3 and 4, the first one, the ram with two horns, is seen by Daniel as pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. Since the angel Gabriel identified that ram as Medo-Persia, it is obvious it is the second beast of Daniel 7, and verse 4 is of the conquest of Babylon, for that is exactly what happened while Daniel was in Babylon, that story being told in chapter 5. Medo-Persia was in turn conquered by Alexander the Great of Greece, and all of these kingdoms in turn conquered by Imperial Rome. So, it is quite logical and scripturally correct to name the four beast empires of Daniel 7 in that order: Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and then Rome. And for the same reason, it is logical and scriptural to name the four parts of the image of Daniel 2 with the same names: Babylon, the golden head; Medo-Persia, the silver arms and chest; Greece, the brass belly and thighs; and Rome, the iron legs. And about that time someone says, "Oh, Emery, we've caught you now, you've made a mistake. Because what about the feet? Part of iron and part of clay, are they not a fifth empire?" No, the feet of part iron and part clay are not a fifth kingdom, but are a continuing of the fourth kingdom, the iron legs. Don't take my word for it. Let's read Daniel's exact words as he describes to Nebuchadnezzar the meaning of the dream, starting in verse 38 of Daniel 2, where Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar, "Thou art this head of gold." Then verse 39, "And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth." The third empire would be Greece, which did bear rule over all the earth from India to Spain. Verse 40, "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise." And Rome did conquer all of the third empire, Greece, and more, eventually conquering all of Europe under her dominion. Then the next three verses make it plain the feet of clay and iron are not another kingdom, not a fifth beast kingdom, but a continuance of the fourth. Verse 41 through 43, "And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." What kingdom would be partly strong and partly broken? Well, the fourth beast kingdom, not devoured by a fifth kingdom, but to continue in such a manner as it did not seem to be a completed system, It partly ruled, and then its rule was broken, and the part that was strong or of iron did not mix with the part that was clay. The iron is, of course, the legs of iron or the original fourth beast kingdom or the Roman Empire. The clay is described as potter's clay, also miry clay, and in verse 43 as the seed of men. This is rather hard to explain in a few moments, but think with me for a moment of the history since the time of Imperial Rome, the fourth beast, which seemed to be destroyed. And I say seemed because a strict interpretation of all of these visions of Daniel makes it plain that each succeeding beast empire did not disappear, but only reappeared in another city, called by another name, but still part of the same Babylonian succession of beast empires. After Imperial Rome fell, and the city of Rome was sacked by the Vandals and the Goths, it seemed as if central control over Europe and the Mediterranean areas ceased to exist. But did it? Not quite. The final fall of Imperial Rome came about in the 5th and 6th centuries. The date of its loss of power is hard to pinpoint because its final convulsions lasted over 100 years. But while Imperial Rome was losing power over the nations, another source of control was rising from the same empire. It seemed to be religious, even Christian, and by the 5th century after Christ, it exerted total religious control over the once political and military Roman Empire. We know it as the Roman Catholic Church. By 600 A.D., what had been the Bishop of Rome was crowned the Pope of the world and claimed to be the Vicar of Christ upon the earth. In another 200 years, by 800 A.D., Charlemagne was crowned Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire by the Pope and given authority to rule, amazingly enough, over 10 nations in Europe. The feet and the 10 toes, part of iron and part of clay, replaced, in the pages of history, the legs of iron. But it was not another beast, only a continuance of the fourth one. From the time of Charlemagne on, Papal Rome and its allies, both political and military, ruled over most of the nations which were once a part of Imperial Rome. And if we are to believe Daniel's vision, the feet and toe empire would continue in existence until it was destroyed by the stone. And that stone is identified in the very next verses of Daniel 2, verses 44 and 45. And my time is about gone again today. God willing, in the not-too-distant future, when America gets in enough trouble, she may ask her ministers to take over the radio stations and preach for hours, not minutes, like they did in the time of Nehemiah, when the Levites read from morning until midday in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Nehemiah 8, you should read that passage. After that kind of preaching, revival came and the kingdom was cleansed. Next week, God willing, we'll read on in Daniel 2 and identify the stone which destroys all of the beast systems, compare it with Daniel 7 and Revelation 17 and 18, and as we continue, I will show you your part which God has ordained for you in the destruction of these wicked, earthly, beast systems and the establishment of Christ's kingdom upon the earth. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you, read your Bibles, and pray for Christian America.